In the name of the triune God, the God of all consolation, amen. M. Scott Peck, in his classic book entitled The Road Less Traveled, begins with this line, three simple words: life is difficult. Life is difficult. He goes on to say that that is one of the most significant truths of life. And when you accept that, you will be much better able to deal with life. Well, I would like to add a corollary to that truth. And the corollary is, life is more difficult for some than for others. And that was certainly the case with Naomi in our story from the Old Testament reading. Her life was very difficult, more difficult than that for most people. In the first place, she and her family, husband and two sons, were forced to leave their homeland, Bethlehem in Judah, and go to a foreign pagan land because of a severe famine. They were refugees. They became aliens in a foreign land. And then in that land, Naomi's husband died. She became a widow. And a few years later, both of her sons, her only sons, died. And she was in a very precarious, desperate situation. Because in that patriarchal society, the women were completely dependent upon the men in their families for subsistence and survival. She was destitute. She was in a very difficult situation indeed. And so she determines to return back to her homeland, back to Judah, to be where her relatives were, and maybe through their mercy, she would receive care. When she does arrive in Judah, the people say, "This is Naomi." But she says, "Don't call me Naomi. That name means pleasant. Call me Mara." The word means bitter. "For my life has become bitter. God has brought bitterness upon me." And perhaps that was the most bitter part of all, that she saw God as turning against her. She says, "The hand of the Almighty has brought this calamity upon me." No doubt she felt as if God had abandoned her. And that was the most difficult of all. You too have lives that are difficult. Each of you has your own story to tell, but each of it is filled with difficulty. Being a seminarian here is a difficult life. In the first place, you have to leave your home, and then you come here and you uproot your family to bring them here. This is, in a sense, a bit of an alien place. Perhaps you feel like Naomi, as an alien sojourner in a foreign land here at the seminary. And you're juggling all of the responsibilities of classes and family and employment. You yourself have given up receiving a steady, regular paycheck, and perhaps are going into debt, significant debt. Life is difficult for you. But life is more difficult for some than for others, and I would venture to say that when you go out into your ministry as a deaconess or as a pastor, you will find that there are some people who have a very difficult life. Their health is declining. They are racked with suffering in disease. They have lost loved ones, spouses, children. For them, life has become Mara, bitter. And they wonder, and maybe sometimes you wonder as well, has God turned against me? Has God abandoned me? The fact is, though, God had not abandoned Naomi. His grace was still upon her. And the greatest evidence of that is that he had given to her Ruth. Ruth, her daughter-in-law. Now, I know in popular understanding, there's oftentimes tension between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. That wasn't the case here. Ruth and Naomi loved each other. They cared for each other. They were faithful to each other. And Ruth now dedicates herself to Naomi. There is perhaps no greater expression of covenant faithfulness between two human beings than what we read in Ruth chapter 1, where she says to her mother-in-law, "Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And where you die, I will die. And may nothing separate us except for death." That's devotion. That's commitment. That's faithfulness. And so Ruth now becomes an incarnation of God's faithfulness to Naomi in the flesh. Indeed, God sometimes provides his grace through flesh and blood of people. In the small called articles, Martin Luther describes what he calls the exuberant riches of God's grace. And he says that God channels that grace through various means. He says he does so through the spoken word of forgiveness that is preached, through holy baptism, through the altar, the sacrament of the altar, through the words of absolution. We're all familiar with that. Means of grace, word and sacrament. But then Luther adds that God bestows his grace through another channel, through the mutual conversation and consolation of the brothers and the sisters. The mutual conversation and consolation of brothers and sisters in Christ. And then he quotes from Matthew 18, where two or more are gathered in my name, Jesus says, there I am in their midst. That's what's happening here. In flesh and blood, Naomi now brings consolation, the grace of God to Naomi. Ruth does that. But of course, the greatest expression of God's faithful covenant love for us also took place in flesh and blood. The descendant of Ruth, the descendant of David, God himself who took on flesh for us, to live among us, to dwell among us. And God did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all. That is the proof that God is not against us, he is for us, as Romans 8 says. But along with Christ, he gives us all that we need. And he gives us that consolation that comes from our brothers and sisters in the faith. I remember a woman, a very dear woman in my life. Her name was Eunice. And she paralleled, in a sense, the life of Naomi. Eunice, in midlife, was told that her husband had leukemia and was given 6 months to live. And then within those 6 months, she and her husband, Don, lost their son, David, a 10-year-old boy, in a hunting accident, tragically killed. They buried David, and just a couple of months later, Eunice buried her husband, Don. And within a couple of weeks after that, Eunice's father suddenly died by choking on a chicken bone at a church picnic. Another burial. Such loss. Such bitterness. Several years later, Eunice herself contracted cancer. And while she was sick in the hospital, I went and visited her. And I asked her, "Eunice, you've experienced such loss in life. How's your faith? How's your faith doing? This was her response. She said, yes, God has taken my family members from me, but God has also given me a family. He's given me my church family. And they come and they bring to me the love of Christ, the care of Christ. They bring me Christ. That's how I survive. That's how my faith is strengthened. Brothers and sisters, that is the mutual consolation of the brothers and sisters. And that is a powerful means by which God brings his grace to you. That is a wonderful means by which God brings his grace through you.